then everything be nice. Because we got to live life, so me tell you say, don't go pretending to be in someone that you know you're not. Yeah, yeah, don't come tending to be just who you are, and that's a fact. Say, yeah, just be a real king and do some real things, and you will find out who you are.
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio, supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call, 514-907-9424, and give what you can.
Yo, what up? This is Leah McFly, Montreal's dancer. You're tuning in with The Morning Detour with Weezy and Soul K. Okay, KK.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, good morning, Montreal. It's finally Friday. You're in the right place. Let's kick it off with some vibes.
It's 7 o'clock, yeah, yeah. You got me looking at my watch at a minute. Yeah, yeah, baby. Because I'm waiting on you.
I'm waiting on you.
I'm waiting on you.
Grammy goes to K Trinata featuring Kaylee Uchis.
Wow. Just want to thank Kaylee Uchis for the record. Most importantly, I want to thank Neil for the mixing. I want to thank Lauren for the vocal engineering. And yo, I want to thank the whole team, man. It means a lot. I appreciate it. I want to thank the Academy. Peace.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you guys one thing, Montreal. Toronto can keep Drake. Toronto can keep Tory. Toronto can keep The Weeknd. Because Montreal, we have a Grammy winner too. Montreal, we have an ultimate creator as well. K Trinata won 2 Grammys over The Weeknd. Oh my God, people. You already know what it is, man. This is the number one morning show in the city. This is The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser. Now newly dubbed the Guardian of the Galaxy. I'm alongside Soke. How you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm doing good. Why is your name the Guardians of the Galaxy?
So my new name is the Guardian of the Galaxy. I didn't want to say it too early, but DJ Maddie and myself did a special K Trinata mix That'll be happening shortly on the show. It's special. So when you put both of us together, I'm DJ Moon One, he's DJ Maddie, it makes us the Guardians of the Galaxy, baby.
You know what?
Yo, I gotta get Dr. Photoshop me and Maddie's head on two of the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy to make it a thing. So, feeling really good, man. So, how you been the last 7 days? So, okay?
Listen, we are here, you know, we're doing, it's getting actually warmer, I think. Or sometimes it's warmer, sometimes it's not. I don't really know what the weather is doing, but at least, you know, the day at like 5 p.m. is still sunny outside, so.
I don't know what's going on. It kind of caught me by surprise, you know, to change the weather. So I'm like, okay, so now we're in spring all of a sudden. But goddamn, we have so much to talk about this week. Well, last week was a riveting show about the Royals. Got a lot of pushback. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. We appreciate all the comments, good, bad, and indifferent. We love it all. The point of the show is to inspire conversation, and we're definitely doing that. This week, we have Oki Freshwater. He's an artist, manager, producer, barber. He's an entrepreneur. He's out of Vancouver via Toronto. So when I went out to Vancouver about a year and a half ago for DJ Denise, I met Oki Freshwater. So he sent us some new music. So we did a special mix and we had a great interview. So that's the jam of the week. And as well, we got to talk about Kay Trinada. So amazing weekend. Kay Trinada finally won. Kay, I'm trying to figure out how come all the newspapers wasn't blasting this. He's the first black artist to win Best Dance Electronic Album at the Grammys, which is a beautiful thing. Why, you know, we might have to put a trophy for Kay Trinada. What are your thoughts about the win?
I am very happy that he won. Actually, I've been following him from his SoundCloud days. I remember a lot of people were just like, why are you listening to people on SoundCloud? Like, they're not even in the top 40. Like, they're not on Spotify and Apple Music or whatever. But the music was bomb. And a lot of people actually took it to social media to, you know, share moments where they met, when they met him when he was younger, and he was saying, yeah, I'm doing music, and he was just talking to everyone about his music, and everybody was just like, why are you on SoundCloud?
Why are you on SoundCloud?
Like, why are you on SoundCloud? Like, what is this? And now he made it, and people are like, what was I doing? Like, you know what I mean? So very happy for him and happy for Montreal as well, because this is a very good win for the city.
So, Kay, how much money SoundCloud gave you? Kay, how much money SoundCloud gave you for that shot? Shout out to Brian Holiday from Geektastic for I'm Not a Journalist, Free Agents Media in the building. What's up, Doc?
I'm good, man. Yeah, yo, I was mentioning on my Instagram how when I went Scott C from The Goods on CKUT back in the day, and he told me, he's just like, yo, you got to listen to this kid, Kay Tradamus, this kid, Kevin. And I was just like, okay. And then I didn't get a chance to meet him that night. And then a month later, things were blowing up. Everyone's talking about him. Everyone's like, yo, you got to check out his SoundCloud. And then when he dropped that Jill Scott's Golden remix, yeah, I was like, yo, this kid's legit. So it's dope to see what he did.
Talk about soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that well versed on Kay Tradamus. Like, you know, I'll admittedly say RG put me onto it. But to do the show, I had to study it a little bit. He did, you know, like, I'm playing Kay Trinada, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to start lighting some incense. I'm going to get some sage. I'm like, I feel like I just want to go hug somebody. I'm bopping by myself in the studio, doc. So for those that don't know, Kay Trinada is a Haitian-Canadian producer, and he took home the Best Dance Recording Award for his song Collab 10% on his 2019 album, Booba. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing. He's only 28 years old. I thought he was more in our age group, but he's like Kay's age.
Yeah, he's young, man.
Listen,
my generation's doing the thing.
Stop it, Kay. We got a lot of talent. We are going to talk about the Cup Montreal, but before we get to all of that, y'all already know this is community radio. Myself, Kay, Lorena, all of us that up here at CKT, we don't get paid to do this, but we serve the community. So now, y'all already know. Kay, we try to raise some money for the funding drive. So we have our 2021 funding drive. The station goal is $25,000. And we understand, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people have been furloughed, a lot of people lost their jobs, we're still dealing with this pandemic, but we still got to keep the vibes going. Shows like ours, shows that happen on Twitch, all these things with the DJs is important for the culture, important for people to keep the morale up a little bit. So we're looking, this show and next week, Friday show, we'll be trying to get some donations for our 2021 funding drive. So, Kay, are you excited? I know last year we did some merch. We're going to do some merch again this year.
Listen, I am excited, and you know the merch is fresh. You know, like, I saw some people wearing it, and I was like, oh, you looking good. You know how to place it, you know, with a little, nice little pair of sneakers. Like, you can have your little swag to it, so definitely going to be some merch. Seriously, guys, if you love the show, if you love us, you know, there's ways to pledge. Weezy's going to give them to you. It's very important, especially if you love this radio station, CKT. It's been around for a long time.
So, no, it's very important.
We're just trying to keep the vibes, you know?
You know, I mean, you know, let's be honest. CKT is a nonprofit campus community radio station. So all of us up here, all of the hosts, we're all volunteers. We don't get a check. We, you know, we dedicate our time and our energy and our creativity to the station. And, yeah, now's about that time. You know, we're seeking some donations. Any help will be much wanted. It's important that we know, too, CKT was voted number one best radio station in Cult Montreal's Best of Montreal 2020 Readers Poll. So we are the number one community station. So the different ways that people can pledge, they can pledge by phone. The number is 514-448-4013, 514-448-4013. And you could donate over the phone. You could also donate online at ckut.ca/donate. Or you can mail it in at Radio CKUT at 3647 Rue Université, Montreal, Quebec at H3A2B3. Pledges can be paid in checks, Visa debit, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal. Listen, we're taking it all. If you like the vibes every Friday, if you want to keep seeing the Morning Detour, send a $5, send a $10. Everything counts. Kay, let the people know, what are the funds going to be used for?
So pretty much the funds are going to be used for the building rent and the utilities that we have, you know, electricity, internet, and all of that. It's very important that we keep that, you know, there. We also need help with renting the broadcast tower and the transmitter. And also, one thing that is very, very, very important, the equipment. The equipment repairs and the equipment, all the gear that we are currently using to all the volunteers, because it's always wearing out, and also some more gear that we could be purchasing to make your experience even more interesting. And another thing as well is that this is also going towards the 6 full-time staff and the 2 part-time staff, because there is a staff running the station.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a volunteer. But if you love that station, because I know you do,
right?
We get so many comments from people who love that station. If you love that station, you know, like Weezy said, there's multiple ways to pledge, and there's no such thing as a small donation. You don't have to donate a lot. Like, as much as you can is perfectly good.
Listen,
and we always appreciate your support, obviously.
Yeah, we definitely need the support. Everything counts. Later on today on our social media, the Detour 514, and on our Facebook, The Morning Detour, we're going to advertise the merch that we're going to have. We are going to do the traditional Morning Detour hoodie and t-shirt, but I've designed some new stuff, and we also have the Morning Detour mask. So that'll be our way. So for those that just don't want to just pledge by itself, you can also get merch, and we'll take the proceeds from the merch and give it to CKT as part of our station goal. So a lot of things is moving on. Now, last year, CKT was voted number one best radio station, part of Cult Montreal. Now's about that time for that Cult Montreal vote to happen again.
So
I had to bring in the man of hour, Mr. Brian Holiday. Brian, break us down. What's going on with this Cult Montreal? What is it about, and what's going on this year?
Yeah, so Cult MTL every year does their Best of Montreal. They've been doing it for 9 years now, ever since they, you know, the team that used to be at the Montreal Mirror under Quebecor. Quebecor wasn't running things right. You know, when you're going to have a culture magazine in the city, you don't want it run by a big corporation.
Right.
So, it was kind of a blessing in disguise when they decided they wanted to close the Mirror, because the writers who were there were still so passionate. They were just like, no, we can't just let this die. Culture is important in Montreal. Like, you know, like we were just saying, Kate Trinata, all that, all these different artists and creators in our city want to have an outlet and want to have somewhere where they can share that information and connect. So, and, you know, internet was around, but Cult MTL has always been holding it down for people. And it was just great. And now 9 years later, they've been doing the Best of every year.
Yeah.
My podcast, Geektastic Cypher, has been in the top 10 3 years in a row. We really appreciate that. We're really proud. We, you know, the team's always worked really hard. Last year, Franklin Armstrong Collective, now Free AX Agents Media. Our website was in the top 10. Action Figgy Skinny was top 10 for the Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like 177 categories out there this year. You guys can go to cultmontreal.com/vote-best-of-MTO. And when you get there, you know, it's one vote per IP address per person. You have to fill out a minimum of 25 categories. And once you fill out the 25 categories, you put those in, you submit it, they'll count it. That this year, they're doing something a little bit different. They're taking down some information like, you know, gender and all that stuff, like just to kind of gauge like who's our demo,
right?
Who's into the Cult MTL? And I'm looking forward to seeing that, because, you know, if they do make it public, I think it'd be interesting to see who the people that are into Cult MTL as a newspaper and magazine for the city. I think they do a lot of cool stuff. You know, with the last year that we've had, you know, a lot of places closed down, and that Best of Montreal list in the summer, you know, a lot of people kind of took that list and did a few of the things that they could, like, oh, this is the hottest spot for this. Well, you know, on the weekend, me and my boys might go and hit this spot up and check it out. You got the best pizza, you got the best poutine, you got the best dumplings. Let's, you know, try and explore. So that's kind of always a fun thing too. It gives you that sense of exploring your city. And then, you know, Best Terrace is probably going to be a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one this year. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. But Doc, I got to say, when they did the Best Radio Host, I was a little bit ashamed that our city, that no females were voted into the top 10. You know, in terms of Best Radio Host, there's no females, all men. I was ranked number 8. I was the only black guy on the list. But it wasn't even about me. It was the fact that there's no women. There's Soke. I think there's another girl that does on the commercial radio side as well. We have good female broadcasters as well.
Definitely. There's Shannon on Virgin Radio as well. Yeah. She does a great job every morning. So, you know, I think it's
we have Kim from Radio Centreville as well.
Yeah, we do. Listen, there's a few things that maybe we'll see with the demographic, you know, this year. Maybe we'll see a change in that, and maybe we could see who is voting.
Right.
So then we get a better understanding of that as well. And also, it's a question of exposure. Are we allowing for women hosts to have as much exposure as men hosts? You know,
maybe that's all
coming. Kay, are you getting enough time on the Morning Detour, Kay? am I giving you enough room to shine?
I'm just saying.
Montreal, my city, if you love the shows, if you love listening to the Morning Detour, you love Soul K, you love myself, if you love the Geektastic podcast, if you love Not a Journalist, if you love Free Agents Media as a website, which is a beautiful platform that has podcasts, The Running with Wolves, the K and Dems. We have shows from Vancouver. It's too much to mention. Everything is there. Everybody should be going to Free Agents Media. All the dopest urban shows in the country is on there.
And check out our YouTube. We, you know, Agree to Disagree is produced by Kay
and Nikki Music
right here on CKUT, and Nikki, who does the spot every first and third Monday on CKUT. So, you know,
she got the hot podcast too, Breakdown to Lowdown, the best R&B podcast in the country, if not in North America. She'd be doing real numbers on there because it's a real niche podcast as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great content coming out of Free Agents Media, man. I want to urge everybody to go there, but also vote.
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to say I messed up the link before. I'll just say it again. cultmtl.com/vote-best-of-mtl. So once again, you know, you hit that up, and, you know, it's one entry per person per IP address. Ballot must be a minimum of 25 categories filled in to be counted. And, you know, votes for non-local people or things that are not based in Montreal will not count. Mm. So, you know, if you go on there and you start voting for your boy in Toronto or your people out there, in Vancouver, you got your cousin in the States that makes a roti, and you want to put them on West Indian food. No, it's Montreal based.
Yeah,
local legends, you know, Tropical Paradise, Curry House. We know the vibes. Go to the spot, make the list, rep my MTL. There you go.
Brian Holliday, appreciate you. Before I let you go, I want to bring you back on next week for you to have a debate with myself and Kay. New show, The One, that's on Netflix, is similar to the show Soulmates. This whole idea that they're trying to push on us, I don't know if they're trying to subliminally tell us that they've figured out how to pair people up with their true love, with their true soulmate. Because these are two British shows now that's kind of pushing this agenda.
And Soulmates was good, though, because Soulmate told interesting stories.
Soulmates was
and
really
good. And the negative side of it, too.
No, there's definitely... And when you look at it, we've also had Black Mirror, who did one or two episodes about dating as well and finding your perfect match or almost perfect. There's this French show as well called, you know, Symbiosis. That is also talk about this. It's a lot.
So what's going on, guys?
You know, maybe.
Is Marvel piercing too? And they found that did Tony Stark find the cure? What's going on, guys? But Brian, I want to bring you back next week. I want to have a debate about it. Is it substantial to really find your soulmate? And for example, in the show The One, I want to give too much away, but the main black couple that's already married and the girl goes and finds his soulmate. Which we're gonna debate that as well, which is obviously wrong. But what I'm leading up to is that if you're already in a relationship and you go do the test to find your soulmate, then you're kind of catch 22 at this point, right? Like, do you stay with the person that you're actually married to? Or you pursue this thing because the sign says this is the person that's right for you. But much y'all might say, y'all got to wait for next week to hear what Brian and Kay's going to say about that.
There you go.
But you already know this show is called The Grammy Affair. I got the K-Tronada mix. Doc, you came in late. My new nickname now, me and DJ Maddie, we are the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm DJ Moon One. We did a special K-Tronada mix. It's the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We in it.
Yes, sir. It's Millie from Complex Scary. Now tune into the Morning Detour.
This is SZA. This is that new track, Good Days.
Good day in my mind. Safe to take a step out. Get some air now. Let your edge out. To some iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now. Got me bummed out. You. I've been on my empty mind. I try to keep from losing you, estimate. I worry that I wasted the best of me. Oh, yeah, baby, you don't care. Said now I'm trying to be a nuisance, it's just urgent. Trying to make sense of a little change, got me a war in my mind. Better let go of Wayne, can't keep what's holding me. Choose the rest, but it will pick up and fall. Still believe in good days. Always inside. Good day, living in my mind. Told me I'm on my fears, my limitations. I disappear if you let me. Feeling like Jericho. Feeling like Joe when he lost it. Gotta hold my own, my cross to be a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the. You like that, can't groove it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty minds. I gotta keep the moves and impress the man. Still worry that I wasted the best of me on you, babe. You don't care. So now I'm trying to be a nuisance, it's just urgent. Trying to make sense of little change, got me a war in my mind. Let it go away, think he was holding. They choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend it never happened. Half of us laying waste that our youth is in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth and it's in the present now.
This is how you start a morning show. Make sure you vote for the Morning Detour called Montreal, baby. We on Fridays.
We running in circles, you need diamonds and all my devotion. We can make some moments. Show me that you're for me. You the best to secure yourself. Don't switch up, I got big plans. You my VIP, no wristband. When we rollin', I never need a wingman.
You could chill if you wanna, or you could find me by the corner store. I'll be chillin' with the ballers, same me, just a little bit taller. Yeah, see mama, we be flying all over the sea, mama. You're the girl I was seeing in my dream, mama. From your hair right down to your feet, and up, you can see that it's your lovin' and my tuckin'. When I'm clutching on my thing, they're basic and I'm famous. They can't say shit to my tick while she's rocking my diamonds.
And all my devotion. We can make some moments. Show me that you're for me. You're the best to secure yourself. Don't switch up, I got big plans. You're my VIP, no wristband. When we rollin', I never need a wingman. I'ma stay if you wanna.
Yeah, cause you're the sweetest taboo. Big woman with a little attitude. I'm just sipping on my gin and juice. I don't dance, but I'm rocking with you. So tell me what you want to do. I'm just trying to get you in the mood. And you know that it's one shot for me, back shots for you. Like I'm trying to get in on your mind. I'ma spend a little time. Ra-ta-ta. Let me hear them diamonds.
And all my devotion. We can make some moments. Show me that you're for me. You the best, secure yourself. Don't switch up, I got big plans. You my VIP, no wristband. When we rollin', I never need a wingman. I'ma stay, to stay if you wanna. Far away, mama, stay if you wanna. I'ma stay, to stay if you wanna. Far away, mama, stay if you wanna.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Soke. Now it's about that time for us to do our new segment. Let's start with these COVID-19 updates, K. So, of course, everybody, y'all all heard about it. The Montreal curfew will begin at 9:30 p.m. now. K, I feel like we're slowly working towards midnight. I feel like we're little kids in daycare. It's okay, your bedtime's 8 o'clock. No, okay, now your bedtime's 9:30. We're moving on ahead. So Montreal curfew will now begin at 9:30 p.m. Legault promises first dose of vaccine to all Quebecers by June 24th, Saint-Jean-Baptiste weekend. Quebec reports 561 new cases, fewer since September. Okay, I don't believe these numbers. I don't know where they're getting their numbers. I think they're just throwing things to the wind and to see what happens. The province ordered the use of the N95 mask for health workers 10 months after the expert recommendation. What took them so long, Kay? They've been saying since the beginning that N95 was the one.
The whole management of this crisis has been very, 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 very weird.
Once Canada's epicenter, Quebec is now reporting fewer cases per capita than four other provinces. So I guess Quebec is viewing that as a win while people are still dying. And I segue to this. The CAC government boasts about being first to authorize AstraZeneca for people 65 and older. We're going to talk about AstraZeneca in a bit. Kate, there's a little pushback about this AstraZeneca. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but, you know, it's one of the vaccines. So apparently there's no reason to fear the AstraZeneca vaccine, Montreal experts say. Even if a slew of European countries have suspended its use, Montreal experts said Monday, it's okay to go. I don't know, Kay. I'm feeling shaky. When Europe has said...
It's actually very interesting because I read a few news articles from back home in France and in Paris. In France, they've actually canceled that vaccine. It is not authorized anymore. So usually... One thing that people need to know, usually Europe is stricter when it comes to their health and things like the FDA and things of that nature. They are way stricter than North America. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the thing is bad in North America. They just have stricter rules over there. So it's just...
I don't know what that means. I want to go with the countries that are a little bit stricter so I know, you know, the regimen is right. But like Kay said, Germany, France, and Italy are the latest countries to put injections of the AstraZeneca vaccine on hold temporarily after reports of blood clots in people who had received injections from two batches produced in Europe. So now, I don't know if it's a batch problem or it's the actual problems with the vaccine itself. But Donald Vinn, an infectious disease specialist and medical microbiologist at McGill University Health Center, said the number of reports is so small, there's no reason to conclude the vaccine was responsible. How do you feel about that, Kate? He said the sample size was too small.
But, you know, the sample size is very important when measuring actually effectivity or any side effect to something. So it needs to be representative of the population you're testing on. So if it was so small that it's not actually representing any problems, I think, you know, it's important that we get people vaccinated. We've been in this for a year, you know, guys. And if, you know, we need to trust to a certain extent, we need to trust that, you know, we can move forward with this vaccine and, you know, get people back to normal life.
Yeah, but let's not trust everything that comes to the table just because we're frustrated with the pandemic. Let's put the right things into our body. But like Kay said, there were 30 cases of blood clots were reported last week among nearly 5 million Europeans. So 30 cases out of 5 million Europeans who received the vaccine. That's
a very small percentage.
They said it's an exquisitely small percentage. So, however you feel about it, Quebec says they're still going to move ahead with it. So, that's the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, over the weekend, we all knew it was going to come, Kate. Once the weather got better, I thought all the protesters forgot about protesting. But thousands took to Montreal streets to protest Quebec's COVID-19 measures on Saturday. Apparently, Kate, the police reportedly made dozens of arrests. Thousands of people took the streets of Montreal on March 30 to protest the Quebec government's lockdown measures 1 year after the COVID-19 pandemic began. Montreal police said that many protesters did not wear masks, according to CTV News, which violates COVID-19 public health rules. It's kind of a catch-22 again, right? Like, if you're protesting against the COVID-19 measures, how are you going to protest with the mask on? But, like, how are we keeping each other safe if we're going to keep protesting without the mask?
Yeah, I think if people protest, they should definitely wear masks because they're going to be close together. Mm-hmm. So that's the, you know, the least that they could do. I actually saw some protesters downtown on Saturday as I was going on a walk, because, you know, that's the only thing we could do, going on walk outside. But
you should have got a dog instead of a cat. You're doing all these walks.
First of all, they said you could walk your dog from afar. They might not notice that he's a cat, you know.
But also, too, like, I saw a picture of people in the metro. I haven't taken the metro in a while. I know this is about people to take the metro, but what you guys are going through is extremely crazy. So people, we can gather. They're not opening gyms. We're going to speak about that in a minute. But I saw a picture of people crammed in the metro carts with their mask on, and everybody's super close to each other. So this has been happening the whole time, but we still have these curfew measures. Like, the inconsistency of these measures is, I think, what people are should be protesting about. And I hope that's what they're protesting about.
A lot of people have been talking about this because there's definitely, like you said, inconsistencies when it comes to certain things. Like, you cannot gather with a certain amount of people from different families. But at the same time, like you said, you can take the metro with a bunch of strangers.
Like sardines. So I mean, crammed up like sardines. I'm going to post a picture up in our Detour 5 and 4 stories. Now, okay, finally. Now, we've all been guilty of this. We've all somewhat, some way, some fashion, have all got this pandemic gut. You know, a lot of us have put on a little weight. We've been home just eating, calling Uber Eats crazy, calling Skip the Dishes crazy. They're finally gonna reopen the friggin' gyms. like I'm so excited, Kate. I'm going to Binder training. I'm going to Goodfit training. I'm gonna be a gym monkey in this game. So
do you know how excited people were?
They're reopening gyms and indoor sports in Quebec Red Zone. So last week, Quebec's Minister of Education, Isabelle Charest, I didn't even know the name of our education minister. She'd be so quiet sometimes. So Isabelle Charest announced that indoor sports and fitness centers will be permitted to reopen in red zones. Yes, gyms are included. And this is going to start on March 26th. Now, the government did not specify the logistics of how the gyms would manage their respective reopenings, but we gathered the information that's available to answer your questions about the return of indoor sports and fitness across Quebec. So, no, gyms and other fitness centers are not considered essential by the Quebec government. And you will have to wear your mask as soon as you enter on the premises. I guess every gym will have their own kind of specifications. But, you know, you guys already know, once we're indoors, we got to wear the mask. Now, Kay, I don't know if you tried it when we had the last year when we had the first lockdown. Did you go to the gym and try to work out with a mask? Because I have a hard time working with the mask the whole time. It's not natural for me to breathe from a mask for long periods of time.
It is not. I did not do it. But, you know, I know a lot of people actually tried. Some people had issues with it. But at the end of the day, if you want to go work out in a gym, that's what you're going to have to do. And I think a lot of people have been frustrated not being able to properly work out how they wanted it.
Yeah, work so that a pandemic lot of people might go.
And I know that I think classes are reopening because you said indoor. I think classes are reopening. Like you said, I don't know if there's going to be restrictions per gym, but it might also be a good way to get moving.
But see, this is what the government does, right? So it says it's going to reopen the gyms, but it doesn't give no specification. Like, you have to detail how you want to do it, because now they're going to reopen and every gym is going to kind of do their own thing, and then you're going to reprimand them after the fact. If you go, same thing with the essential foods. Like, make a list of what's the do's and don'ts. And this is where we're talking about the inconsistency in the measures that the government puts in place. But, so, you know, we have this new minister responsible for fighting racism. He's got his first task right now, okay? So, a investigation launched into Saint-Eustache Hospital's white woman-only job posting. Now, okay, I might have a controversial take on this, but let me lay it out for them a little bit, okay? Bernard Charest, our Quebec's new minister responsible for finding racism, insisted that it's too soon to say the posting was actual racist act. So let me go on to say, so the Regional Health Authority of the Laurentians has opened an investigation into an incident in which one of its departments posted job openings for female orderlies at Century Stiles Hospital that stipulated candidates have white skin. Century Stiles Hospital, job posting, stipulation, candidates must have white skin. So the story erupted following a report in La Presse on Wednesday, which said the posting was made because a resident described as difficult and suffering from dementia refused to be aided by a person of color. So how do you like the story now, Kate? If it, I feel the show House did something about this before. Like, if you're a patient and you don't want somebody of a particular color to take care of you, who's in the right and who's in the wrong? Should the hospital adhere to the patient, or should the hospital be respectful to its staff that could come in many different shades?
Okay, so what I'm going to say for this particular incident is the following. The job posting is completely wrong. You cannot advertise racism in a job posting, because this is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's racism choosing somebody, you know, by their race. This is racism. Now, when it comes to the actual person that has dementia and that it's refusing to be treated by people that are not, that are non-white, in that case, among all your staff, okay, you select certain people that are going to be working with that person, and you know, you work it out with your staff, but that doesn't mean that you're only hiring white people. Because then that's an issue. Because then that means that you're like, you know what? We're going to comfort this white person. Mm. And their feelings is more important than being racist openly on a job posting online. So that, I think that's the thing. If I was the hospital HR, I would just be like, you know what? We're going to try and find people that would be for this person for now. Because it's just one patient.
It sounds like a cop-out. Like, why do you have to do a job posting to find white nurses? So there's no white nurse on staff at the hospital already? Like, that's my thing. Like, why does it need to be a big job posting about this? Like, exactly. There's no white nurses at the hospital. Like, okay, if she doesn't want to be taken care of by a colored person, there's nobody in the unit. There's nobody on the floor that can adhere to the patient.
The other thing that I wanted to add is, if you want to be racist in your job, you know what you do? Do like a lot of companies already do. When people that are not interesting to you, when their profiles is not interesting to you, just don't call them back. Or just tell them that the position has been filled. Or just tell them that, you know, you're looking for somebody else. That's it.
Our Prime Minister, François Legault of Quebec, said there's no systemic racism in Quebec. So everybody thinks they're above board. Our minister that's tasked to fight racism, he says, we must be careful before condemning this, Charest told the legislation question period. If we must condemn this, we will condemn this. I don't know. It seems like a lot of roundabout talk happening here. It seems like a lot of roundabout. The job posting shouldn't have been done. You know what I'm saying? You guys could have found somebody in the unit and adhered to this. And now this is national news now. So, another case, another incident that demonstrates how racist Quebec is really at the end of it. And speaking about racism, yo, listen, man, yo, I feel for my Asian community, man. Yo, shout out to Dobie and Andy, man. I'm always downtown at Dobie and Andy and Dumb. But boy, Kate, I was appalled when somebody sent me this article. So Asian Montrealer was attacked with pepper spray on the plateau last week. What the hell is going on in the city? What is wrong with people? If you don't like somebody, give them a whole bunch of leave alone. So they use
Okay, please explain.
Yeah, let me give it. So they use a pseudonym, like it's not his real name. So James, who's Korean, is one of many Asian Montrealers who have reported experiencing similar, seemingly random attacks since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Now, a lot of you Montrealers seem to think that the Chinese or the Asians are to blame for COVID-19. And that is definitely not, that's not factual. That's not true at all. So James was walking home from work in the Plateau Montreal Borough on last week, Thursday afternoon, when the world went black. He says, some dude pops up in front of me and just, I don't even really notice what happens. And then I get sprayed, he said, a lot. That's crazy. He says it was some type of pepper spray, thick, oily, and orange, kind of like paint, James explained. Imagine just walking around, mind your business, and someone just pops out and just pepper sprays you in your face. This is Montreal. This happened last week. This is on the Plateau. This is the heart of the city. He was approached by a group at Colonial Avenue and Marie-Anne Street and sprayed in the face. And he's not even sure about how many people, because they all bolted after the fact. The city of Montreal denounced anti-Asian racism in June 2020, just 3 months into the pandemic, by which point attacks were already well documented. Across the world, Asians are being attacked because people have gotten this idea in their head that the Asians are to blame for COVID-19, and that is not true. We got to stop this, K. This don't make no sense. How you just run up on somebody and just spray a pepper spray them because you don't like them or because you think they're responsible for something? How do you do that? This is Montreal. We're a melting pot. This is crazy. It's very appalling.
I want to take the time to say that in times of crisis, people want to find somebody responsible
to blame
for their problems. They want to find somebody to blame. But this is not one of these situations. COVID-19, it is not one of these situations. Experts have been talking about a global pandemic hitting this planet for the longest time before 2020.
Yeah.
It is not something new. We cannot blame a group of individuals and definitely not have this type of behavior towards a community that did nothing to you. You don't go and just pepper spray somebody or attack somebody because you think COVID happened because of them. That is, we are better than this, Montreal. I believe that this is a city that is better than this, and we need to do better.
I totally agree with you, Kay. And I personally don't understand how come we can't just abide by just one simple principle. Treat others the way you want to be treated. If you want to be left alone, leave others alone. You know what I'm saying? You want others to treat you with respect, treat others with respect. We don't have to all like each other, but we all have to live on this planet. We all have to live in this city together. Where's the respect? You know what I mean? There's a few people I don't like, Kay. I just give them a whole bunch of leave alone. I don't have to attack them. I don't have to mention them. It's out of sight, out of mind. This is, man, this is really sad, man. And the fact that this is happening worldwide, not just only in Montreal, but worldwide, there's been an increase in attacks towards Asian people. And a lot of it is directed by the fact that a lot of people have this assumption that they're responsible for COVID-19. And once again, I stated right here, that is not true. Asian people are not responsible for COVID-19. Where are people getting this from? It's very appalling stuff, man. So that's all I have for the news. It's the Morning Detour. If you love the show, please donate. Please donate. We'll take $5. We'll take $10. I want to keep the Morning Detour on the air, people. There's three ways that you can donate. You could go on the site, ckut.ca/donate. You can mail it in at Radio CKUT, 3647 University Street. Or you could call us in, 514-448-4013 to donate. So one more time, the number is 514-448-4013. So let me play some more music. DJ Moon One in the building. You know how we do things, the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Montreal, my city. Let's take it across the waters. Let's get that UK vibe, you get me? Heady One, teach me.
The Morning Detour. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Gonna name me rich, I buy a mad just for my little nigga. Little nigga wanna be a hit, I told him cut a check and go be a driller. Fake niggas made them pictures bigger, I was tryna show them to the bigger picture. No more showing hairs, middle fingers, rubber shoulder hairs to my pinky finger. I rub a clitoris, she lick my finger, she don't know she sucking on my trigger finger. Couple businesses and bigger blickies, now we uptown, we getting flicky. Clappy said I'm making too much money, next watch I have to be a Richard Milly. Fez on preemie, guy made a killing, both in the countryside and in the city. How many times did I leave the judge delivery? Could the distance then have to go step on a visit? Windows are tinted, underlit breeze, and tracks in season. I matched the interior, I don't wanna see no civilians. I'm done taking public opinions, I find it so hard to reason. When they start to get my head hit, I try to be peaceful, tell the Jews not to put teeth in. Yo, ask anyone to teach me forgiveness, teach me. Teach, yo, teach me, no. Teach, teach me.
Yo, I saw my gang, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Boys, they had your cool. Stop on set, one fight, got somebody, enjoy your cool.
It's just too much, it's just too much. DJ Moon One, Guardians of the Galaxy. This is the best morning show in the city. The Morning Detour, the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo, what up? It's Big Brick, and you're listening to the Morning Detour with Weezy and K.
Yes, sir. It's Millie from Complex Scary now tuning to the Morning Detour.
I love Chris Rich.
Yes, sorry. Yes, sorry. Yes, sorry.
On the one send twos, my bros. Young boo coming, I'm dealing with goats, yeah. One test, yeah, breath, yo. Get in my packs and building my bones, yeah. On the road coming, if I don't back up, me, I know we coming. Young boo try, yeah, I'm killing your dummies. One team, if I this, that ain't coming. Yeah, I'm on guard, wishing a grave for my dogs. That I remember, but the field got lost, oh my god. Yeah, I know I'm starting me more. This is shot, said this place got me lost, so I drunk for them on the line. Got plans with another line. Big stacks, so I'm going for it, but the line. Got rings, I go higher than niggas, I'm better than woe. African boy with a big drip, big drip. Yeah, I grind for the big pick, big toad moments like I'm a big fish. Big stage G with the day one stuff. Spin the grind for the money, not girls, no hoes. Came as a food and ten so gold. Mama made it, see I'm gold.
Make sure you vote for the morning detour. Like the best mama, morning show in the like city. Mama, come Montreal, like 2021.
Mama, I'm with you, mama. Yeah, that's alright.
On the remix, you don't live the life, you just dream it. Don't mind them boys, they don't mean it. If I slap your face, you're gonna feel it. Slide in the middle like Grealish. My next six bigger than my previous. Red lights looking all greenish. Fake niggas call me blood, I get squeamish. The boys just way too bossy. Double platinum from Bossy. Five times double platinum, get them off me. Yeah. I'm a real foul youth like Joffrey. I am the king, nobody can't stop me. See, when I get the job done, that's I was cooling, I was resting. But this year, next year, I'm on the next thing. Master my flow and my style to perfection. Tell the truth and it sounds like I'm flexing. Big Mike with my fam call me Junior. My bad, I should have pulled up sooner. Look in my eyes, see Kwame and Krumah. That's a real presidential black man. Real revolution starter. And I ball like the youths in Barca. Bare chesting when I walk through Ghana. And I don't do beef, I do karma. I swear we're the last ones left. The man them love cough, cough, quef. And anywhere I see you dons in the flesh, just know that I can't let you go like Steph is.
Every Friday. Every Friday from 7 to 9, the morning detour. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. DJ Moon 1.
Different. I was a dish on my
sister.
Catch a body that forget him. Catch a body that forget him.
We all
and it's a made for the stitches. Hold on. Blue flag, I'm crippin'. I'm saucin'. I'm drippin'. Pop a perk, start sinning. I get retarded. Me and Chop in the Audi. He do a drill in his cardies. AP Flossy, hold on. AP Flossy, where it started. Now it's Rips and Rorys. Now it's Rips and Rorys.
Got back for the mad thing. Mad, bust mad. That case, what a sad thing. Yes. Now I'm on air trying to make things happen. Happen, I'm young, I'm fly like Aladdin. Susie, I told mumsy everything patterned. Then it happened.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now it's back to the same old pattern. Hey. The money just keeps on coming, but I still ain't eating good. The feds keep taking away my bros. I'm really not feeling good.
My bros,
I think I know what I do don't like, man. Prices go from receiving the hood.
Run my down till I crease my books. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, here on the morning detour at CKET 90.3 FM. I'm here with Wizzy Moon Chaser, and right now is the time to talk about everything industry. So, you industry news, we're gonna talk a little bit about culture, but this week we're gonna focus on the Grammys. You know, the Grammys this year was a first in many ways. You know, it took place last weekend on March 14th after initially being delayed as the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, was pretty much everywhere. So it was the first time actually that the event had been held at a secret location. So, you know, and it maybe marked a switch in the music industry attitudes towards the Recording Academy, because, you know, there was a lot of criticism from The Weeknd and Justin Bieber based on, you know, the nominations and things of that nature, which a lot of people do understand. And we know how the public has been feeling about award ceremonies in the, you know, the past few years. So it was people watched it, but at the same time, it wasn't as good as they hoped that it would do. So, you know, pretty much like you mentioned at the top of the show, K Trinada from Montreal, Montreal DJ and producer, pulled a double win.
Yeah.
You know, best dance record for 10%, best dance electronic album for Bubba. Let me say that I'm very happy because this was great music. You know, guys, but outside of that, this year's Grammy Awards were actually a year of records, because Beyonce and Taylor Swift actually made history at the Grammys. So, you know, female performers this year, like I said, including Beyonce and Taylor Swift, had a record-making night. You know, it was a socially distant show, but it was highlighted by that. So four women actually won the top four prizes Sunday, including Taylor Swift, who became the first female performer to win Album of the Year three times. Beyonce, with her 28th win, became the most decorated woman in Grammy history. You know, and her
who won Song of the Year, and Billie Eilish picked up her second consecutive Record of the Year honor. You know, and on top of that, we have Megan Thee Stallion that was Best New Artist. So, you know, it's
I don't
like
agree
a lot
with that
of...
one. I don't agree with that Best New Artist.
You know what?
I don't agree
what?
With that
don't
one.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
Where's Beyonce putting all the Grammys? She got 28. Jay-Z got about 20-something, too. Do you think they just have a whole room that's just filled with Grammys? Imagine that, right?
Listen
imagine that, right? Like,
listen to this, because I'm gonna get to that. So pretty much this year was the first year that four separate and solo act women won the top four honors. You know, Beyonce walked into the show with 24 wins, and you know, she got four more.
She got four R&B
performance. She got four. Best R&B performance for Black Parade, best music video for Brown Skin Girl, as well as best rap performance and best rap song for Savage with Megan Thee Stallion. And when you look at Beyonce, it's not just Beyonce, it's the whole family, like you just mentioned, Weezy. You know, so pretty much they call them the royal family of music. They won honors on Sunday because Jay-Z also picked up his 23rd Grammy during the best rap song with his wife. Because he co-wrote Savage, and Blue Ivy Carter actually won Best Music Video alongside her mother for, you know, Brown Skin Girl. She became the second youngest act to win a Grammy in the show's 63-year history. Think about that.
You gotta hate the Carters. You gotta hate the Carters. You guys can have fame. You guys can have fame, money, and talent. That's a triple Grammy right there. Shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're doing great things. Now, what happens if Blue Ivy grows up and she has she ends up being kind of like Teyana Taylor? Like, she has a flamboyant personality. And with all that money and having Jay-Z and Beyonce as parents, oh, we're going to love seeing her, boy. Oh, Blue Ivy's going to be special.
You know what? I cannot wait because she's already doing stuff with her mom. So maybe we'll see more from her in the next few years. Other things that actually sparked some conversation about the Grammys this week was the Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP performance. It actually drew FCC complaints. So, you know, the performance was beautiful. It was a lot of choreography. Even though they gained so much praise on social media from fans and celebrities, the Federal Communication Commission received approximately 80 complaints. So I don't know if that's really a lot. You know what I mean?
It might be the same person from Alabama or in Texas. Whatever state voted for Trump, it must be somebody from there. But Kay, you being a woman, were you surprised that they chose to do that song at the Grammys? Do you view WAP as a female liberation song? That's how you view WAP as?
Listen, I don't see it as a female liberation song. I just view it as it's a good song. It's a bop. It's something that you just bounce to. It stays there. And listen, it's women talking about sex and sexuality, which men have been doing for years, and nobody says anything.
I got no complaints. I just want to see your take on it.
Exactly. But whenever a woman does something sexual related, there's always some kind of issues. But anyways, pretty much, it drew 80 complaints from viewers who thought the performance was obscene, pornographic, in the eyes of one viewer from Colorado, as if they were dancing in a strip club. And in addition to that, on Monday, Fox News host Tucker Carlson and his guest, conservative commentator Candace Owens. We love Candace Owens, you know. pretty much, they spent a near 5-minute segment decrying their WAP performance. So, you know, Cardi, obviously being Cardi and being petty, she actually retweeted their segment saying, "Yay, we made fuck news, guys." So, you know, WAP, WAP, WAP. And what pretty much Owens was saying was that talking about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, that they are intentionally trying to degrade our culture and hurt our children. That Candace Owens said that they were looking at a sexual scene being simulated on television, and that, you know, they were outraged that it was deemed acceptable when other cultural touchstones such as the Mr. Potato Head and supermarket items have all undergone changes. And, you know, what she was saying was that it seemed like an attack on American values, American traditions, and that they are actually actively trying to make children aspire to things that are grotesque. Okay. So, Weezy, I want your opinion.
Okay, hold on.
Is it an attack?
I don't even know. Okay, I don't know what's...
Is it an attack on American tradition and American values?
First of all, people have to understand, Candace Owens is a black conservative. Not that it's wrong, but understand the objective point that she's coming at from. Now, first and foremost, American values, what are they? Are those the same values that had police put their knee on George Floyd's head? Are the same values that had Breonna killed? Like, what are these American values that some of these black conservatives, they want to uphold? Now, do I think that WAP's a little bit graphic? Yeah, but as you said, we have mad music videos. We had Big Pimpin', we have Nelly. We've had mad depictions of sexual things in music. It's an interpretation of creative art. Now, to take the WAP thing and to say, this is the reason why kids are being degraded, this is the reason why kids are so sexual, is a little bit wild. That's a little extreme. Yep. And you always got to watch people sometimes when they come with their arguments, where they take one single act and they use that as a basis to cover a whole range of things. There's a myriad of reasons why kids are the way they are today. And it's not Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's fault. Lil' Kim and Foxy have been making the same kind of music for decades. The only thing now is that Cardi B and Megan are the Lil' Kim and Foxy of today. That's the only difference. Lil' Kim hardcore is crazy. Lil' Kim, I keep forgetting we're on a morning show, but Lil' Kim spoke about oral sex on like multitude of tracks, and it was all good.
That's also my point. I do think that there's also it's Fox News, so there's obviously some political agenda here. Yeah, but we also know that.
But we must also understand as well too, like this cancel culture is going a little too far, and I know a lot of people have been saying this. I know it's like a buzzword from 2020, but how far are we willing to be under this police regime society? Like, how far is this policing gonna go? Because you know, I look at society now, I kind of look at like the Salem witch trials. I look at like, we're looking for the witches now. Everywhere we're looking for witches. We're looking for somebody that's racist. And wait till we get into the news, because I know me and Kay, we're gonna get into a fight. I feel like we're in a police state. Like, what's going on? Is everything bad? Everything was bad. I feel like my whole childhood was a lie.
You know what? I think there's some people, you know, I believe that if you're a parent and you feel like your kids should not be watching certain type of content, it is your choice, and it is also your duty to police what your kids are watching. Meaning, if you thought the performance was not acceptable, then don't let your kids watch it. That's it. The same way that if you don't think the song is acceptable for kids to listen to it, don't make your kids listen to it. It's as simple as that. But anyways, I'm going to close the parenthesis on the Grammys. Well, the long, long parenthesis on the Grammys. And I'm going to go to another award show, which is the Cannes Film Festival that's happening back home in France. So this year, Spike Lee was asked again to be the first Black jury head of the Cannes Festival.
Yeah.
So, you know, last year's event was canceled because of the pandemic, like many other events. So, you know, he will be the first Black filmmaker to take on the prestigious role. So he has premiered 7 films at the festival, you know, and he always said that Cannes has a deep spot in his heart. And so the events are due to take place in July instead of the usual May slot, also due to COVID levels. And there might even be a possibility that the event will be called off again just because the levels of COVID in France are very, very high at the moment. So, you know, the first impact he made on the film industry at Cannes in 1986 was actually with She's Gotta Have It,
Woo! Which won the original. Exactly. The original. That one's really good.
And, you know, and then he returned 3 years later to the festival with Do the Right Thing. So classic. There's so many movies that he actually took to the Cannes Festival, including BlacKkKlansman, you know. So I think
really good movie, too.
I think this is going to be a great thing to have a Black man be the head of the Cannes Festival. You know, they tried to bring a little bit more diversity. You know, they had an Asian president at some point. They had a French Algerian actress at some point, you know. So I think it's great that they're trying to diversify their jury. So that was very interesting to me when I saw this news, and I thought it would be great to share it with you guys, especially if you like Spike Lee. You know, he's very, very talented. And some other movies, series, etc. news. You know, Weezy and I are blurreds, and sure. I could not pass on the fact that The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be released. Actually, is released on Disney Plus as of today. So episode 1 airs today, and not only that, but all the other episodes will be released in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So we have 7 weeks of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
You sound mad excited. You're like, yo, we got 7 weeks to enjoy. You know what needs to go? Apple TV needs to go. There's nothing on Apple TV. They need to shut that whole thing down.
I completely forgot that existed.
Disney Plus is great, though. I love Disney Plus. Disney Plus is really good. For a blur, Disney Plus is good.
Decent Bliss is definitely good. And then there's some more MCU's things that are coming up to Decent Bliss. So if you're blurred or if you're just a nerd and you like to watch this kind of shows, I definitely encourage you to go and watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You know, if you're an MCU fan, this is the new thing to watch. And I guess the last piece of news that I have for you today, guys, is that Kanye West Yeezy Gap is projected to be worth nearly $1 billion off of one single project.
Tell him again, Kate. Woo!
Projected to be worth nearly $1 billion. So his Gap partnership is projected to be, like I said, another lucrative endeavor for him. Early estimation is valuing it at $1 billion. You know, it is very hard. A lot of people were criticizing Kanye when he started, when he first started going into, you know, the fashion industry. Right. But when you look at it a couple years later, this was a great move for him.
It wasn't easy, though.
And listen, it wasn't easy. He went through so many different things, you know, I guess trial and errors. And we've seen so many beautiful things. I'm still trying to cop me a pair of those slippers. You know what I mean?
Look at you getting your money up. So would you?
Listen, not the same one.
So would you say now? So would you say now that Kanye is blessed? Because when Kanye was doing the Sunday service and he was finding God and all these things, and look at all the blessings that's happened since then. Albeit, you know, let's keep the marriage apart from it, but in terms of him being Kanye, look at all the blessing that has come since Sunday service. I want to let the viewers, listeners know too, Good Friday this year is going to be on actual Friday. So you know me and Kay is going to do a special. But do you think, would you go as far as saying that Kanye is truly blessed?
Listen, I do think, no. I do think that when it comes to business and creativity, I believe that this man was blessed with something. He definitely has something. We've known this for a long time. Like, I mean, we've all listened to the albums. This guy is great. Now, when it comes to the rest of the thing in his life, like, apparently there's a few things that are not necessarily going, you know, what the world and society consider okay. But when it comes to business and creativity, 100%, I think, is blessed. And one thing that is important to actually note, Kanye West currently has full ownership and creative control of the Yeezy brand by himself.
Woo!
And he previously signed a 10-year agreement to design and sell clothes under the Yeezy Gap